This episode of Matt and Pat, sponsored by MJ Ice Cream and Treats, and KM Service, and Tamiflu, because that shit works.
Oh, for the medicine.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, if you want to see who's sponsoring us, just go to the webpage.
Just go to the webpage.
Which is
www.mattandpatshow.com.
I should always remember that because I register it, but I never do because my brain's fried.
We have links at the...
Not that I do drugs, because I don't believe in drugs.
We have links at the bottom left. And,
yes, and you can click those. Although I do believe in drugs if they're useful for medicine, just like your...
Just like
drugs
us.
For
yeah.
Your... flu?
Well, it's been almost, we're coming up on a month that we did episode 8.
People have been like, when are you going to do the next show? When are you going to do the next show? When are you going to do the next show? When are you going to do the next show? And I'm like, I was sick and like dying literally, well not literally, but figuratively, although I probably would be literally dying because I came down with a cold.
You came down with a flu?
Which then became a bronchial infection.
Jeez Louise.
Which was, you know, bronchitis, right? And for a month. I was like...
I'm already pressing buttons.
I know, I heard the... right?
Oh, you can hear that.
Yeah, I can hear that.
You can hear it with no headphones.
So, you know, just basically laying in bed for a month, looking at the ceiling, contemplating metaphysical aspects of the universe, right? And I'm thinking, you know, like, okay, you know how when you get sick and you get a cold, you're like, okay, I'm going to be down for a couple days, but it's all good.
Right.
It's not bad.
Right.
And then it shimmies into the flu, and you're like, all right, I have the flu, but that's okay. It'll be maybe a week and a half, and I'll be okay. No problem.
Right.
And then, you know, you're thinking, I don't know if this is your thinking, but my thing is like, all right, now I got to do the crazy, you know, grandma, like, you know, little herbal...
Oh,
home remedy
thing. Because
like, okay, what am I gonna? Because now I gotta, you know, now I gotta work at it, right? You gotta
right.
work at getting better. It's not just laying there in bed and
right.
you know, like whatever. So it's like, all right, I'll gurgle with my apple cider vinegar, and I'll make my paste of this is awesome too. I'll make a paste of honey and cinnamon.
Okay, right.
Because that stuff kills
the bacteria. Right.
And it lowers your cholesterol level, and it's, right. you know, whatever, right? So I'm like, all right. So I'm just knocking through all these, like, little, you know, lemon juice with, like, lemons and water. Like, all this stuff. I'm like, doing all my things, doing all right. And then I'm like, all right, the flu symptoms are going away.
That's why you had, like, 8 different things going on, is because...
It's now been 3 weeks.
One home remedy killed one, and then the other was like, yeah, we're still here!
Well,
and then...
well, that's just it. It's like the flu... All the flu went away, right? And I'm like, okay, cool, I beat it. And then I'm laying there thinking, like, no, wait. I've got
something else.
Yeah, no, I could tell it was, like, all bronchial. And I'm like, ah. Because I had bronchitis when I was teaching.
Well, that's when you had...
Bastards.
Sent me the email and you said, oh, I'm like coughing up or whatever. And I said, well, that sounds to me like it's
yeah.
like it's bronchial
yeah.
chest cold sort of thing.
So it was funny too, because when I went to the doctor, and they were really cool. I went to the Soul Health Clinic in the neighborhood in Westchester. They're super awesome. The chick that was working the desk was super hot, right? So how can you not like that? The dude nurse who like took me in and like, did I tell you about how he weighed me?
I
mean, it was on a scale.
He pulled out
the gurney, right? So it's funny. He's like, all right, well, let's wait. Because, you know, they want to take down all your information, right? They
That's
have
right.
on me, right?
That's right.
And so I'm like, I walk in. He's like, oh, he's like, super nice, right? He's like, oh, can you step on the scale? And I look at him, and I'm like, no.
You stepped right. on it, and it said WTF, right?
And I'm like, I already know what it's going to say.
You stepped on
right?
it.
Right? And he started laughing. Like, so I'm on the scale. And then, of course, I'm thinking, like, remember we watched that that really cool animal program with the silverback...
silverback gorilla?
I'm like, I'm looking at the number on the scale. I'm like, I weigh as much as a silverback gorilla. How cool is that? Right? That rocks, right?
You're a panda.
I'm
For
like,
real.
I'm like...
You're a real panda.
You know, eating bamboo and taking naps. Right, to help digest the sugars of the bamboo.
That's right.
So, you know, anyway, long story short, so he goes in there. Oh, it's funny, too, because he also took my oxygen level, right? Which, of course, mom
mm-hmm.
would do
right.
that constantly.
Right.
right, check her oxygen level.
Right, your blood oxygen level.
So, I you know, and he's like, oh, your oxygen levels is really high. That's really good. And I look at him like, and I see what you're doing. You're trying to cheer me up over my oxygen level after just weighing me on the gurney.
Right.
Right? And he starts laughing, right? So, I mean, they're really cool. When the doctor guy comes in, and he's younger than He's younger than us. That we're old, but I'm just saying, this guy is like maybe
22.
Maybe late 20s.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe pushing early 30s.
We had the same thing.
And I'm like, what the freaking frack is it? Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm like.
Well, right after you were sick, like a week later, my kid came down with it. She woke up on a Friday, and my wife is like, you know, she's got 104.4 fever.
Oh, wow.
And, we got the guy outside. Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, is it Trash Day?
No. It's probably someone, I don't know, whatever. Usually what happens is because of the cul-de-sac here, some people, like.
Oh, they turn that way,
yeah, right. And then, like,
they
crap.
Do, like, a three-point turn.
I can't do that in the back of a
turn. Four-point turn.
So, anyway, so she woke up with, like, 104.4, and I'm like, well, that's not normal.
No. Because what is it, 90?
Well, for her, like, an average fever for her, and usually most everyone else,
I mean,
is, like,
101,
102.
Right, but for, what's the average temperature?
Well, 98.8.
Okay.
That's your core body temperature.
Right.
So I knew 104. I said, okay, that's not a bacterial infection like bronchitis.
Right.
That's a virus.
Right.
Like flu or something.
Right.
So my wife came home. We took her to the doctor, and they said, well, her only symptom is a high fever. She fortunately didn't have any vomiting.
That's good.
She didn't have any aches or anything like this, but they wanted a test for flu. And the way they do that for the kids is they lay them down, they lay her down, and then they squirt in like a salt solution into the nostril.
Really?
Which is uncomfortable.
They never did that when we were kids.
Oh, no. This is like totally. And then they stick a swab like the hell up your nose, and she's like, but she handled it well. I was very proud of her. And
this is new low tech.
That's new. Well, it's for kids, right? Not like, I'm going to get the shot or whatever.
Right.
And so then they said the doctor, and again, she came in, she looked like she, like I said, she looks like she's 22.
She got out of medical school.
I looked at her badge, says MD. I'm like, all right, you're not a nurse practitioner, you're actually a doctor.
Yeah.
I said, well, you have to be because of like Obamacare. They got to bring, like, you're good. You're good. We don't have the time to train more people. You're good, right? Come on in. So I was like, okay. She said, it looks like it's probably the flu. And she said, initially when this outbreak started happening, because this is like worldwide.
Oh, it's huge.
This is worldwide.
You know what? Not to be conspiratorial. I wouldn't go down this
If there's anyone who's a conspiracy theorist, it's you, Pat.
But I'm just thinking, like, you know, like everyone's sick.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah, it's really bad. Well, here's the deal. So they said, you know, we didn't start doing this at the beginning, but now because it's so widespread, we're now having
preventative medicine.
Well, even they said we're going to give her Tamiflu, and I'm like, Tamiflu is over the counter, but they said, but it's antiviral, and we've noticed that if you take it within the first 48 hours,
you're good to
It greatly reduces the whole thing. I said, okay, so they started her on it, and it was like twice a day, for like 5 days, five or seven days.
So we should stock up of that stuff and keep it in the medicine cabinet.
So we started her on her. That was Friday. By Saturday night, her fever had come down to a 99.
Oh, okay.
And that was, and so at that point, I stopped giving her Tylenol. Because the thing was, she was 104.4.
Right.
On the Tylenol, she came down to 102.8.
Right.
And I'm like, even that's high. That's even higher than your.
High. You know, I didn't really have I didn't have much of a temperature.
Yeah.
Well, she really didn't.
Yeah, she did. So then, we started her on that.
Because I'm hot.
And from
already.
Yeah. Wait, it's been so long.
Pick a sound, any sound.
Which one was it?
I don't know. Is that the beep beep? I like the beep beep.
Was it that one? No. Oh. It was this one. There, the boing.
Boing.
You're hot. Boing. Okay, there we go.
We have to put in the. I don't know if you can do that. Can you put in other sounds?
Not in this app.
Oh, not in that one. Oh, but we could do it on the other. That yeah. It's so fluffy. Remember, didn't I send you that?
It's so fluffy?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I got that one, Pat.
Right.
Anyways, I know it's fluffy, picture of the bunny I got for DDF.
Oh, I want to punch that thing in the face.
Oh, while we're here, we should say happy birthday.
We should call him up.
Happy birthday, DVF.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah. That's singing out of tune because if we sing it like as it's meant to be sung, then I guess we get sued because it's.
Yeah, copyrighted or some bullshit like that.
So that's why
when
you go to restaurants, they always sing it like all crazy style.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Dave.
DDF. How old is DDF?
I don't know.
Let's see. Is he 8 years older?
You know,
based. 8 years older than us?
He just put up another one of the scary Santa photos on Facebook like 3 days ago. Like three of them. Like he's describing the beard.
Oh.
But again, it's like, oh my God, here's the scary thing.
He looks like, you know?
Happy birthday, Dave.
He looks like he's one of the. one of the dudes from the Back Hills making 150 million proof.
Yeah, moonshine.
Moonshine. Right, he's one of those dudes. But originally they're from Scotland.
So anyways, well,
that whole group.
Anyway, so back to the flu
thing.
The
doctors are young.
Yeah, they are. They're young.
And he's like, did you get a flu shot? And I'm looking at him like, of course, I'm thinking like, hell no, I'm hell, not going to get a flu shot because who knows, it's made in China and they're putting mercury crap in. I didn't even say
and
that.
They use eggs in flu shots too.
And I just said,
I can't take them because they got eggs.
I didn't even go off, right? I just said, no.
So by Wednesday, Coral's
she's
like,
all good.
She's ready to go. And then we find out that Wednesday the school's closed.
Because everyone's sick.
90 people are out.
See, that's a pandemic.
That's a pandemic. 80
it's
kids and 10 staff members were out. The L.A. County Board of Health sent a letter to the principal.
Wow, really?
On Tuesday. And so the principal...
To the private school.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
To the principal. And so he shut down school Wednesday with that many people out. They sanitized everything. And they decided, we'll leave the school shut down. They opened back up on Wednesday.
How do you desanitize?
Desanitize. You don't do anything. And so
after I have a bunch of garlic,
you desanitize everything.
I do
the
it's
room.
Awesome.
So they had the school shut down. They opened back on Thursday to see how it would go.
Right.
And by 12 o'clock on Thursday, 12 kids went home sick.
Wow.
That weren't sick.
You know what? How is this not?
Yeah. Well.
How is this not? So, I'm just saying.
So they shut down again Friday, and on Friday was it Friday or Thursday? Thursday. Thursday, Channel 4 News was there. And I had sent you a link to it, I think.
Right, right.
And they were interviewing the principal. It's just a story that, hey, it's just going around. And when you look at, so I went to Tamiflu's website, and they've got
did you buy stock? And
They've got a world map of, like, where it's hit.
Oh, it's everywhere.
It's, like, all red, and there's two yellow, like, areas.
You know what? I'm going off on a limb here. But it's probably, like, from some lab. You have some...
There's a monkey.
You know, there's some doctor dude who's probably 24 years old.
He had sex with a monkey.
Right.
That's what it is.
And,
he had sex with a monkey.
Silverback gorilla.
That's... He... Yeah.
And, released it.
He released it. Yeah. It's
so,
been released.
I haven't been sick in years.
Yeah. And so then after that... She had it. Then a few days later, my wife got it.
I don't even know how I got it.
And then I kind of got it.
It's not like I, like, well, I guess I go to the grocery store.
And the gym? Maybe you're touching
the
equipment?
No, I wasn't at the gym.
Grocery store could have been it.
Grocery store, probably.
Touching stuff and...
You know.
Yeah. People cough. They pick up something. Yep. They put it back. Yep. You pick it up. That's
right.
It.
Doorknobs are always bad, right? For that stuff. Not that I wear gloves. I mean...
Well, it's interesting because we, every day when I bring her home, we get in the car, first thing we do is sanitize just from stuff of kids.
Well, just from the kids.
But she still got it.
Right.
So, what are you going to do?
You know.
What are you going to do? I don't know.
Say your prayers.
Well, Dave is like...
So, how old is Dave now? Is he eight years older than I am? No, my sister's 8 years older than I am.
He's like kind of sick now, too, because he was said like...
Oh, yeah, and in his post, he's all hacking.
I'm all hot and sexy, but I'm spitting up green stuff. I'm like...
Yeah. As opposed to white stuff.
I don't. Yeah.
And we're not talking about a certain individual who may or may not have kissed another certain individual. We're not talking about.
Wait, no, people. You told people we weren't going to talk about.
Yeah, we're not. I didn't mention any names. We're not going to talk about them. So, there you go.
I'm not going to talk about that person.
No.
I mean, the other person.
It's been a whole month and it's like. You know,
that subject's dead.
Yeah, as well it should be.
Are we going to talk about WoW?
We can.
What's new in WoW?
Well, there.
I haven't played in a month because I've been out sick.
I didn't play for a whole month. Well, I'd pop in like every so often just to like...
Say hi.
Hi. And
hi.
I'm sick.
Have your pie and waffles. I'm sick.
And I'm going to go back to bed now, so
yeah.
I'm just checking in with everybody.
Yeah.
Well, they're getting ready for the next patch, 5.2.
What's in 5.2? I don't even know.
Well, they're going to have... A new big raid.
Okay.
And they're going to have...
Raid Finder. Yay!
Well, you know what? I really like Raid Finder because it's great for casual.
Yes. Right.
It is awesome for casual.
Right.
And, okay, the gear is not as... Like, the gear is itemized numerically, right? Like, mm-hmm. The higher the gear score, the better it is. Okay. So Raid Finder isn't as good as, like, level 10, you know, 10-man raid.
Right.
It's not as good as level 25-man raid or whatever. I don't care. I go in there.
Have fun.
I don't have to be invent.
Right, right, right.
I don't have to put it together.
Right.
If someone's a tool, I can click ignore.
Right.
Or actually, what I have been doing is just click off the whole raid chat totally.
That's right? Awesome.
So I don't even see anything.
You're just
right?
in there. And if you leave, no harm, no foul.
You know,
who
if
cares?
Someone sends me a text,
right.
I send a little text back. Someone calls, I can sit there. Like,
it's all good.
You know, it's all gravy.
It's all good.
If I have to, you know, Jake comes in, he wants to be brushed.
Right.
All cool. Right? So they're putting in a new raid, and they're also putting in, like, a new little land area. And it's all going to be...
A new part of Pandera?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's all going to be kind of these crazy dinosaurs.
Oh, interesting.
So they're kind of putting in this kind of quasi-weird dinosaur-y...
The archaeology profession is going through the roof.
Oh, well, they are. They are adding what are they? The Mongools or whatever, the stone guys, the bad guys.
Right.
Right? That's like the... No, they're already in there. Well, they're adding another race of archaeology studies.
All I know is I had finally got my pets up to like level 18, and then I got sick. Like, frack, so, man, I can't even do pet battles.
So it's do you have the farm?
The farm,
do
no.
Do you have that farm yet?
No.
Okay, which is like run by the tillers, whatever. Okay, eventually you can get a farm. I don't know how much you know about this farm.
I don't know nothing about it.
Okay, all right. So in the game. You eventually quest through this one area, and you run across a guy, this one panda guy, and he's like, oh, my grandfather passed away.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
and,
that's right.
I need
There's
help.
A bunch of grass around and right. mountains and stuff. Okay, and I've gone through it.
I need help with the farm. Would you be willing to help me out? You seem like a good guy. And you're like, okay. So what's cool is you can grow stuff on the farm, right? And you can use those items to help with your... With your cooking,
and leveling. you can do that now.
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Right, you can sell it. You can right. You can
wow.
get other things to plant that you know pop up minerals or leather or whatever. Right.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Then you can go around and you can get reputation gains with different individuals, and they'll give you stuff for your farm.
Sure. Okay.
So, for example, like I went through and got all my rep with all the different. They're called the tillers. This little kind of farming community. So I have, like, sheep on my farm, and another person cleared out, so I have more places to grow my crops. And I have this one lady that came in and, like, cleaned up the place because it was all disastered, like my real-life room.
Right.
Right. I mean, so it's really cool. Anyway, one of the nice things they're doing in 5.2 is they're going to give you the farm. So the guy's like, I'm going to go... And I'm going to give you the farm because originally it's his farm, right?
Okay.
And if you have to have exalted rep with these guys, but after a while it's pretty easy to get.
Sure.
Now, once you have the farm, you can do these daily quests that will give you rep with other factions in the game.
Oh, interesting.
And what's in well, that's good because there's so many factions.
No kidding.
And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed by how many factions. So
I remember I was overwhelmed when I first learned about factions, and that was over in Desolus with the Minotaur. What the hell do you call the guys?
Those two guys? Oh, remember? They played that. You had the quest to play them off one another.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, like, there's actually... I don't think I ever got it. Or no, maybe I did get it. No, I didn't get it. There's, I think, like a, what do they call the achievements that are like the big ones that...
Oh, world achievement?
No, not world achievement. They're the ones that, oh God, faded. And I haven't even done any drugs. I look at this every day, right?
Player achievements.
Well, it's the ones that are like the super big
feats of strength.
Strength, right?
Feats of strength. Okay. There you go.
Like if you played off one of and you got like your exalted rep with one, and then you got exalted rep with the other,
right?
Right. Then you got this achievement for because you played them off one another,
right?
And I'm like,
yep.
You know what? No, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but you only killed like 2 bazillion goblins to get your booty bay wrapped back or whatever.
That's because I want to be a pirate.
Speaking of which, before I got sick, I was playing. I decided that I was going to go get, because I don't remember what it was, but for whatever reason, I flew electricity into booty bay and I got attacked. I'm like, oh, fuck, that's right. I'm like hated with them because I did the. Because
you're still hated.
Because I'm still hated with them.
Right.
So I said, you know, the last character that I got Booty Bay rep back was I went over, there was a little boat with like five or six goblin guys or whatever, and it was up way, way, way past of North Shore in this little cove or whatever, little boat there or whatever. And this was before Panda. So I went up there with electricity, and I killed one guy, and it brought my Booty Bay rep down because they changed it so you couldn't fucking farm those guys anymore. I'm like, you freaking damn Blizzard, man.
Wow.
So I can't farm those guys anymore to get my, so I can be, you know, okay with the whatever, you know, guys. So now I got to go do what you did.
Yeah, you have to kill those other goblins.
Out in the fucking forest.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
What was it, like 77,000 I killed? Didn't I? Like, I devastated.
It's nice not to have a job, I tell you that.
You know, just kill them all. Kill them all! They're goblins.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to get back in there and get my guys. Because what I wanted to do was I wanted to... Electricity is like level 85. And I got I got the rogue up to 90. And I want to get the healer up to 90.
I need to get my rogue to 90. Because then what we could do... Bayou, right? Remember the guy's all, damn you, Kern.
Yeah.
I wish Bayou would listen to this because he'd like this.
I think you talked about this in episode 8 where you said he goes into the
city. Goldshire.
Yeah, Goldshire, right.
Right? And he just jacks around.
I did that for a little bit.
So I need to level my rogue to 90. Then we can all go together. There's a couple other guys that are rogues in the guild. And we just, like, you know, 5-6 rogues just...
Right.
Because you have people flagged.
Right.
They're flagged.
Yep.
That'd be awesome.
I'm working on electricity skinning because I want to get skinning up, and so I decided I would you know do pet battles and skinning at the same time. He's 85, so I'm like, well, I want to do pet battles while I'm over in Pandera, so I need to get my levels up so I can, you know, be level 85 pet battle ready to go. And I said I also want to work on my skinning so that way I can quest, skin, and do pet battles and do just knock all three out at the same time. At the same time. So then I was over in, where was that? I was doing skinning. I was over in Crossroads, and there's a level 90 attacking like the Crossroads guys. and just like any other city, you've got some guards that
there's no one even at the Crossroads anymore.
No, but well,
like in terms of players,
dude, there was actually quite a few people.
Were there?
Yeah, it's all panda people. It's like eight freaking pandas in Crossroads, right?
And they're like, help us.
Well, no, what happened? They weren't. No one gave a shit except me.
Yeah.
And this guy's attacking these guys, and of course, like I said, in every city, there's some guards.
Was I on?
Yes. Yes.
Was I on?
And I sent you a text, and you said, "I'm going to bed."
Oh, that's because I was sick.
You were sick.
Yeah.
So
I didn't go, hee hee, or was it, LOL, or what do you say? You say hee hee. Yeah, hee-hee.
When I send you a tell, like, hey, how you doing? You know, this is really fun. I'm doing this. And you're like, hee hee. And I'm like, look, who is Kern? Oh, Kern's in a raid. Okay. Right?
It's true.
There is no deadly boss mod reply. No. Like, I'm in a raid. I'm in a fight. I'll talk to you later. No.
Well, at least I see it, unlike...
Oh yeah,
Gaylor, dude.
Yeah, unlike Gaylor.
Yeah.
So he started attacking the like level 25 guards that, like, you know, they're 25 but they have like 8 million health, right? So he just peck or whatever. So I'm over there,
oh,
like,
oh, you said peck.
So, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. There we
peck.
Go. Yeah. I don't even. What sound should I play for that?
Berk-erk.
I'll
make my own sound.
Berk-erk. Yeah.
Peck.
I just do.
Ooh,
we're talking about the hen.
Have a Coke and a smile.
Coke and a smile. So I'm in with Coke and a... What the... Oh my God, man. Coke and a peck. I got a coop.
Dude, we need to make a webpage called Coke and a
peck. CokeandPeck.com. Coke and peck. Oh my God. And it'll just sell the cookbook.
That'd be awesome.
Just sell the cookbook. So anyway, so I'm over the electricity. I'm like, okay, I'm a level 85 shaman. I'm not going to kill. I don't remember what he was. He's a level 90 something. A warrior. He's a warrior. I'm not going to kill a warrior. So I log the rogue, and of course it takes me like 2 minutes to fly over
to
there.
Get over there.
And I get over there, and I start attacking him, and he kills me. And I'm like, well, it's a warrior, of course, right? So then I thought about it. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to screw this guy and see how stupid he is. And this guy was really stupid. So I come back. I rez, and I start attacking him, and I get him down to like 40 or 50%, and then he does some move. I don't know, probably know what it is, but his health starts going back up or something.
Oh,
like this.
It was probably second wind.
So I'm like, okay,
it's automatically.
So he gets me down to like 30%, right. And I've got a dot on me, and I see that. So I hit stealth.
Oh, you told me about this. Yeah,
this is great. So I hit stealth.
This was cool.
I hit stealth, knowing I have
rogue-y.
Knowing that I have a dot on me. knowing that the DAW is going to bring me out of stealth.
Right.
And I'm hoping that he thinks I'm a dumb rogue for doing that. Like, haha, you're going to come out of stealth because you've got a DAW on you. So I hit stealth on purpose and I start running away. And, you know, a second or two later, I come out of stealth. Lo and behold, fucker's chasing me. Now, I got sprint, so I can stay ahead of him.
Right.
So what I do is I start pulling a Kaler. I start running around the inn in Crossroads.
And you're pulling all the guards.
He's pulling all the guards.
Right.
And I'm staying ahead of him, and I ran around the inn four fucking times.
You should have run up little hills. Those little hills where, you know, like...
Well, I could have. I didn't want to get stuck, though. And then, I went stuck.
And then jump on the Flightmaster and take off.
Well, yeah, exactly. No, but here's what's great. So I'm running around the inn, and he's got like six or seven guys aggroed on him. All the time, you know, I pop a healing potion, so I'm back up, and then the DAW is gone.
And then you can go invisible.
So then I go stealth for real, and he's trying to look for me. He's got like eight guards whacking on him. Then I just cheap shot him,
and down he
and
goes.
I keep him stun locked, and he dies.
Can't do anything. Do you have one of those flags? Remember, you bought me one of those flags?
I've got them on electricity and a couple. I don't have them on Deceptionist. I have them on Necromancer, the DK.
I have on Kern.
Yeah, I don't have them on. I don't have them on Deceptionist. I should. I need to get one.
I think I have one on Coldhoof.
I need to get one for Deceptionist. But so anyway, so then I come back, and I must have killed him three more times doing that same trick.
Nice.
In different areas.
Did he log into a horde and like chew you out?
Nope, not at all. I killed him like three times, and then the last time I killed him. He was like 10% health, and he ran out the gates, and he started running down the road, and I stealthed, and I just did a sprint, and then I killed him out on the road, and then I lolled at him. And then when he came back, he got on his little dragon thing, and he flew away. So I couldn't...
Were any of the little panda guys like, yay,
No one said nothing.
Oh, that's sad, dude.
Everyone didn't care at all.
You know, back in the day...
World PvP is dead.
You know, well, in certain areas, yes, certain areas, no...
Well, I'm not saying. I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, like the old places.
T-Mills.
Oh, that was a classic.
Oh, and here's the thing. Going back to my whole little story I told you before we started.
Right.
One of the guys that came in has played WoW since day one. Also.
Oh, from what you're saying off.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's played. So we started talking.
Is he Horde or Alliance?
Horde.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. So he's been playing WoW since day one. He's got a hunter that he's working on right now. So we were talking WoW stuff back and forth. It was like, and it turns out, funny enough, his mom's side of the family is from Missouri. And my dad's side of the family is from Missouri. I'm like, wow, that's really funny. That's really funny. And his great-great-grandparents are from Britain. And my great-great-grandparents came over from England.
I love England. I need to get back to England.
Speaking of England.
Oh.
Will Sargent.
Yeah, he has a couple new things going on.
Will Sargent of the Bunnymen.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
He called us nerds, remember?
He called us nerds.
What's up, nerds?
What's up, nerds? Thank you, Will, if you're listening.
What's up, like almost like what's up, homies, but nerds.
You sent me a link with a song that he just produced.
Yeah, there's
that was a great song.
There's a singer, what's her name? Eve Peterson?
Eve Peterson.
And she put out an album.
I like her voice.
Well, it's kind of that 60s vibe.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And Will produced it. And Peasy and Pete are her managers. I don't know if you... Did you ever meet Peasy?
I don't know.
No, probably not. Okay. Well, Peasy was, you know, the main roadie guy, right?
So okay, okay.
I worked with Peasy for all that time, right? And then Peasy and Pete, they became the management team.
Right.
Right? So anyway, so they're managing Eve now, and then Will plays guitar.
Right.
And other instruments, I guess, whatever. And he produced the track.
Well, that's a free track, right?
It was a free track.
Where can people download that?
If you go to her webpage, which is like evepeterson.com, we'll put a link up.
We'll put a link up, and
it's a free song.
Free song. So we're gonna do a little Matt and Pat exclusive here. We're gonna
which
play
isn't
this.
Really that exclusive because it's already on the web. But it's it's exclusive for us.
It's exclusive for us. So for all of our.
We get to pretend.
Hey, you know what? Before we do that, yeah. Since we're now on the webpage,
yeah,
we can see how many listeners we have.
Oh, how many? You know, we haven't checked it in
a
while.
I did for January. Yeah. We had 78 unique listeners.
I'm Thank My mind is boggled.
Yay! Thank you so much for listening. You guys are awesome.
And you shouldn't be listening, really.
This is a clap for you. Thank you, listeners. We appreciate that. It's an
It's my soundbite.
I just gave our listeners the clap.
They're gonna need that medicine from the doctor that's 25 years old.
I just gave him the clap. So, anyways, we got some good listeners going.
Because I talked to Will.
Nothing for February because we haven't done shit yet.
We haven't. No, we
this
haven't.
Is our first.
No, because I was talking to Will. I'm like, I'll put it on the podcast.
Yeah. So Matt and Pat exclusive. This is what's the name of the song?
I don't remember.
This is
an awesome song.
This is an awesome song.
It is an awesome song.
Awesome song by Eve, produced by Will Sargent.
And I don't know. I can't remember the name. It's a remix. It's off the album.
All right, and here we go.
Didn't I post it in the email, the name of it? Or no, I just put the song.
You just put a link to the song.
Oh, that's how cool I am.
All right, and here it is.
It's an awesome song, whatever
the
title
awesome
is.
The awesome song by Eve.
Yeah.
Produced by Will Sargent.
Yeah.
You are
Okay, and we're back.
Hey!
We're back. So that is an amazing song.
It is cool. I like it.
I love the vocal track. The vocal that what they did with her voice was really awesome.
Well, it's just her voice.
It's got a great beat, and it's very.
I like his guitars.
The guitars are awesome, and it's very soothing. It's a great. I'm putting that in my car. That's a great song.
Yeah,
they should put that on iTunes and do a 99 cents.
Well, I think it is on iTunes.
How can you charge it iTunes 99 cents and then put it on your website for free?
Well, not that song.
Oh, other songs.
The album.
The album.
Right? The album is released.
Well, the album's right? Not 99 cents.
No, it's like I don't know,
$9.99 or $12, something like that. Whatever.
But it's cool. And then besides that, I mean, you know, so she has that going, right? And Will did that, and then he's now doing Poltergeist.
Wait, Poltergeist at the movie?
No, Poltergeist, not the movie, but Poltergeist, his band.
They're bad. What?
Okay, so it's Poltergeist is Will and Les.
Okay.
And Les was the original bass player of the Bunnymen.
Right, okay.
And Les left the band when they broke up, they had their big breakup.
Right.
Right? And then Ian and Will got back together.
Right.
And then long story short, Will was like, hey, Les, do you want to come back and join us? And we're going to go back as a Bunnymen as opposed to, like, Electrofiction.
Electrofiction, right.
And Les was like, cool, let's do it. So they did it. And then, unfortunately, like, Les's mom got sick.
Okay.
And he had to take care of the kids and his mom. And it was just too much, right? So anyway, so he left. And he loves building boats.
Les does.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's, like, really good at it.
Okay.
Right? So long story short, but he and Will are like, they're old school buddies.
We need a Matt and Pat yacht.
Dude, that would rock.
Just have
it'll be 4 feet long.
It'll be a little dinghy. And it'll be tipped.
I love it.
It'll be tipped one way because
I'll be in the back, right? So it'll just be like
point in the air. I'm like, oh, know, fuck, I'm going to fall.
That'd be awesome.
And one you know? Oar and I'm like, ah, let's go.
And like a little seal following us, right? Hoping for some fish.
He's ready to eat us.
Fish. You're going to need a bigger boat. And so anyway, so he and Les, you know, Will's like, well, let's do something together, right?
I just had a vision from Splash where I'm going to go back and get the little boat. And the boat they're
dude,
in.
Daryl Hannah was so hot. Like that scene, like as a teenager, I remember that scene where she gets in the elevator. And like she just makes out like Tom Hanks, right?
Yes, Tom Hanks.
See, I don't really
yes.
Like Tom Hanks doesn't do anything for me as an actor, but whatever. Okay. But the scene where like
she's on the beach, that's the scene you like.
No, I didn't even like that was cool, but no, the elevator scene. It was the elevator scene
when she was making out with him.
It was just they get in the elevator and then she just goes full blow like full on like I love you Tom Hanks make out.
Right.
And he's like, right. You know, he's not a good-looking guy. Well, maybe his wife thinks he is or I, you know, whatever. But I'm just saying like, you know, it's not like he's
I like the beach scene when her ass was you know.
Oh, that's I thought you meant the scene where she's laying down and you just kind of see her flipper.
No, I'm talking about when she runs out. Yeah, she's
her
all
booty.
Yeah.
You know that? Do you know the booty song? You know the you know that song?
First of all, I have to apologize to Will. We're trying to like promote the song, and now we're talking about
Daryl
Hannah's booty.
It's train of
okay, the booty song. I don't know what's the booty song.
Let's see. How does it go? Well, it's actually the Boo Boo song. It goes. Boo Boo, I see your hiney.
It's
Boo Boo, it's nice and shiny. Boo Boo, you better hide it. Boo Boo, before I bite it.
I love the fact that it's called the Boo Boo song.
It's called the Boo Boo song. Or the booty song. And whichever one you want to choose. It's awesome. But no, going back to Will. So Will's like, hey, let's do an album. And Les is like, all right, awesome. I'll play bass because Les plays bass.
Right.
And Will's like, all right, I'll play guitar.
And they can use a drum machine.
And,
like
they actually got a drummer guy. They got a drummer guy. And they just recorded it like, you know, like Will's pod, which is his. Like studio,
right?
Studio,
right?
And
kind of like our home studio for the podcast,
yeah,
right?
Pretty much,
yeah.
Same thing,
yeah.
Right,
yep.
And it's like basically all the track, like everything's basically done, and you can go to pledgemusic.com. I guess we'll have a link. Right?
I better write these down.
Okay, well, I'll send an email. So you can go to like Pledge Music, and you can you know like pledge whatever money for the album.
Oh, that's right. Stuff, that's right.
And it was funny too, because so I pledged, and like I pledged to get the CD and, you know, like a poster thing and I don't know, something else, right? And it was funny because Will's like, I would have just given it to you, right? Like, knucklehead. And I'm like, well, but, you know.
That's not the point.
You know, it's going to help support you.
Yeah, support your friends or whatever.
So he's like, well, I'll send you the Eve CD. All right, okay.
Oh, cool.
Right?
Right.
So he sent that Eve CD.
Nice.
Which is really cool. And I really like it.
Hey, you know, speaking of website, I forgot. We still have a link on there about people want you to eat 12 tacos.
Oh.
Which I don't think is going to happen now.
All right, so here's, okay, well, I guess we're segueing into the taco thing. But anyway, go pledge on Will's album because Will, you know.
Yeah, pledge, like family. Pledgemusic.com. And, you know, of course, if you're listening to this, you're already on the webpage, so just scroll down to the bottom left and there's the links.
You'll see it.
Yeah, the links will be there.
Which, it isn't there now, but then, like, when we have it maybe sometime after posted, then it'll be there. It's kind of like a time continuum space. I don't know. Anyway. So, I mean, I'm just thinking, like, presently right now it's not there. We're talking about, like, it is. Oh. Right, but then when it's live, then it will be there, so it's kind of cool.
By the time our listeners listen to it, it will be there.
It will be there.
It will be there.
That's just cool.
What? Wait, you mean we're not live?
We're Memrix. You don't even know what Memrix is anymore. It's like
probably not.
It's like CDs, right?
Yeah, CDs are on their way out.
CDs are on the way out.
Yep.
Blu-rays are kind of going the way as well.
I don't use. I get Blu-rays only for like the top primo movies. You know, like,
well, the ones
like,
you
like,
want,
like, well, the absolute right? best. I mean, I want them all, but I'm not going to go out and buy, you know, When Harry Met Sally on Blu-ray.
I'll have what she's you know, eating.
Whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I saw that in the movie theater.
What? When Harry Met Sally?
Met Sally.
I bet the little orgasm scene was great.
I was like, nah, that's fake.
Oh, of course it's fake.
That's all fake.
So anyways, back to tacos. So you're not going to eat 12 tacos.
All right. I want to, but the doc's like, you got to lose
weight. The doc told you.
And I'm like, yeah,
doctor's orders.
Lose weight. So I'll eat, like, I don't know, a couple apples or something.
We'll eat 12 carrots. How's that?
Carrots are cool. I'm down with carrots. I drink carrot juice.
So we have to take that poll off, but we also had the poll about...
How about this? If I lose enough weight... Then I'll eat 12 tacos, which kind of defeats the purpose. But I'll do it.
You know, that reminds me of these stupid Facebook posts. My wife says if I get 1,000 likes, I can get a brand new car.
Why is that all popular now? It's because, what, the kids did their puppies. That's why.
Or whatever. But then there's a great one. The best one I've seen is these three kids, probably the age of like 5 to 8 or 9 or whatever, and they're holding a sign and it says, my mom says that if I get 1,000 likes, I won't get crap. Because I have to learn to earn things in life.
Wow.
That was the best one ever. I was like,
that's... Send that to Mr. Person in the White House.
And not beg for it on Facebook. That's what it said.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was like that.
A plus to that parent.
No, I think it all came about because you had those kids.
Yeah, if I get 1,000 likes,
I can get a puppy.
Dude, Dave should do this. If I get 1,000,000 likes, my brother says I can get a bunny.
He just get the bunny anyway.
I give him a bunny for
his birthday.
I gave him a bunny for his birthday, and you want to punch it.
I want to punch that bunny. We can put that picture on the webpage, right?
Well, here, getting back to our other poll.
Punch, I want to. That was my first reaction, too, because I got that text, right? I got the text. I'm looking at the picture, and my little synopsis, whatever the hell it is. It's all punch it.
Punch the bunny.
It was like fight or flight, right?
Right.
And I was like, punch it.
Punch the bunny. Well, the thing is, so we had the other poll that said, should we put up a little, like, links, video, picture section? I think, I got to check it, Eric.
They say no?
No, actually, I think 5 people said yes.
So wait, how many people said tacos?
Well, let's take a look and see.
I really do want to eat tacos, but my doctor said no.
No,
gotta be good.
Okay, so let's see. Should Matt Patton put up a photos, video section of his website assessed in episode 8. We had 5 votes that said yes.
And a few said no.
We had said 1 vote said no. So, whoever's the no listener,
I'm sorry, but
you've been outvoted. So, yes, we are going to put up a photos, video section.
It's not like it's really a democracy anyway. It's really a...
Well, I think a vote is a democracy.
Well, I'm just saying, but we ultimately decide it, though, so...
No, but we decided that would be left up to the listeners.
Well, that's true.
And they voted, so they won it.
All right.
Okay, then we had, should Pat eat 12 tacos?
We had a lot. Everyone said yes.
Well, no.
That's all that was available.
No, we had 6 votes on that as well. 1 person said yes. 5 people said yes! So, unfortunately, doctor's orders,
just,
we can't
just say, we'll say it's on hold. How about that? It's on hold till I, you know, I want to drop like 100 pounds.
So
that's
anyways,
my goal is, you know what we could do?
So today I'll put up photos and we'll put a picture of the bunny you want to punch.
We could do like a,
you're going to punch the bunny.
Like a, I hate that rabbit thing, dude. It's like a demonic evil bunny thing.
You're gonna punch the bunny.
You find like the weirdest scary picture things.
I do, don't I?
It disturbs me.
Well, the thing was, I said, Dave, I got your bunny.
Did he laugh? I didn't even see what his reaction was, because I
think Dave liked it.
Because
you were the one that wanted to punch it.
I was like, I'm not looking at this thing.
It
right?
was, you know, because, you know, I always go for the wow factor.
It's the holy, what the...
what the frack is that
what
factor?
What the frick frack is that?
Let's see here. Let me look for the text and see what Dave said.
No,
Dave liked it. Dave said lol.
Of course Dave's going to lol.
Dave lol.
We should call him.
And you said knock it out.
Look at that. I just punched that thing right in that rubber nose as hard as I possibly humanly can.
Okay, so that's going to be our first picture on the gallery.
Like that, I think that person would probably be dead.
Punchthebunny.com.
Sorry, Your Honor. I plead guilty because this thing's evil.
It freaked me out.
It freaked me out. And
it's the evil bunny. That's an evil bunny laugh.
Dude. Yeah, so Dave should get a bunny for his birthday.
I think so.
He should.
Dave, if you're listening, which you are,
which
you should have your brother
Frank's
listen to this podcast.
Listening. Frank doesn't listen.
Well,
he said he doesn't listen.
Well, that's okay.
What a loser. Loser.
He stopped emailing me finally.
Did he?
Yeah, asking to take down the stuff about Linda.
Oh, man. We still need to print those shirts up. We need to do that. We need to go like on. What,
oh, that
is it Zapple?
No. Or do a Cafe Press or something like that. I don't know.
Zapple,
Zula or something.
Whatever,
I don't know.
Zulu.
Here, let me write that down. We gotta do that, and that's we can do that for free. So
yeah,
we can do like Cafe Press.
We can make.
Yeah.
Dude. We can make.
Yeah,
really
stickers.
Awesome stickers.
Stickers. Matt and Pat Show stickers.
Who's Linda?
Who's Linda?
And what's the name of that song that Eve sings? It's a good song. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of the song. That's unprofessionally sad. But it's a good song.
Listen, the song is so good that it...
My mind can't...
It just blew out anything
it.
About it. It just had,
what is
it,
is
had
it
to
track,
absorb
I
in your...
I would say it's like track four is like my favorite on the album because Will's guitar is like really cool in that.
You have to... It just... It,
so...
It takes over your brain. It's such a good song.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
And our listeners heard it, so...
I like it, yeah.
I think they'll appreciate it, too.
I think they will.
Yeah.
So it's cool. What time is it?
We got...
45?
We got...
we got some time.
We got 10 minutes.
All right. Train of consciousness here. We're getting on the train of consciousness, so pick a topic.
We had... We were going to call it Pat's Corner, episode 2 or 3. We said we're going to have a section where we it was called the Pat's Corner or something
of
like that.
Of my mind.
Of your mind or
it's
whatever
just
it was.
Empty. It's just an empty corner.
You know, the flu knocked it out.
Dude, it did. Laying there in bed. You know, it's interesting because, I mean, I was thinking, you know, both of our parents, they just laid there or sat there. Right when they were sick.
Yes, right, and didn't do anything.
And I just thought, like, holy smokes, I'm, you know, I'm so antsy. I want to do something. I can't do anything.
You want to move.
You know, and I want.
It's not even entertainment. I mean,
no, it's just get me off of this position.
You have to move. Yeah,
and also like let
to
me
get out
better.
Or, yeah,
right,
right.
And it's weird because I had this thought of like, what if I didn't get better?
Right.
Like, what if. You know, of course, I'm thinking, like, I know I am going to get better because I'm on the medicine or whatever, right? Like, but what if, and, you know, and I just thought, they had that thought that they are not going to get better.
Right.
And what, it just, you know, I just thought, oh, God love them, right?
Well, like, that's why it comes to a point where you're like, you know, hey, you know, you know, you go to someone in that situation, whether it's a parent or a family member or a friend or whatever, and you're like, you know, don't worry, you're going to get better, and... You don't understand the mindset of that person. If that person believes they're not going to get better, then they give up hope, and that's all there is to it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think it wasn't even so much that, because, like, Mom knew she wasn't going to get better,
right?
It was just more, I accept it.
Well, my dad told my mom before he went into surgery, he said, you know, I'm so tired, I'm done. I'm ready.
Yeah.
You know, if this doesn't work, I'm ready.
I think, well...
Because at that point, it, like I said, you spend 5-6 years...
Mom was ready, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it was kind of... You know, I mean, I think that's why when she was in the hospital that last time, she wanted to go, but she didn't want to go.
Right.
Right? It was
right.
that, I really do want to go.
I'm not... I still have things I'd like to do, really, but...
You know, like, I don't want to leave them.
Right.
But...
Well, that was my dad's... My dad's concern was always, if I die... You know, will my mom be okay?
Right.
That was his. That was right. what he was worried about. You know, but at the like I said, I think
as a good husband.
But I think, right? but I think, you know, like I said, that when he was in the hospital that last time, I think he was at that point understood everything would be okay.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. and I told him like while I was in the hospital, I told him I said, listen, you don't have to worry about mom. I said we're here. I said we're grown adults. I said, you know, she's within rim shot of you know a drive for me. You know, I can be over there at any time for whatever reason.
Don't worry
you know,
about it. It's
don't,
all
you
good.
Know, it's good. And I think if I, that, I think he that, finally accepted that. Okay, now I don't have to worry about that. Now I can deal with just me.
And just
I,
let
and,
it go.
And I'm ready to,
and
yeah.
just let it go.
I'm ready to go. So, you know, and he went and...
There you go.
Life goes on.
And, you know, I mean, it, well, there's a kind of weird thing. I know so many people within the last year and a half that have passed away.
Yeah.
And I guess it's because I'm at this point of age, right, point in my life, where it's just like, you know, my friend Mark from Boston flew out because his brother died just last week.
Wow.
Right? And just like all these individuals that I know over the course of the last 6 months that have died.
Right.
And it's like, wow, like eight?
A lot of people.
Eight people?
A lot of people, yeah.
Granted, I guess I kind of know a lot of people.
Yeah, right? that too,
like,
right.
But I'm just thinking, like, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. That is. Okay, so speaking of...
the corner of my mind.
Corner of your mind, or pick a topic. Yesterday, of course, a lot of people know Disney said they were going to do 7, 8, and 9 Star Wars.
Now they're talking about doing what? Han Solo and Boba Fett?
Now they're doing spinoff.
Is it Boba Fett? Boba Fett.
Boba. B-O-B-A. Boba Fett, Boba and, Fett. And a young Han Solo.
Okay, wait. Time out. Okay. When he gets, like, thrown into the...
No, this is before.
Right. But in that last...
Scene.
Movie.
When he was in the Sarlacc. Right. Eaten by the Sarlacc.
There's no way he died. He gets out.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people are pushing for that in Episode 7.
In the novel... Was there a novel that took place?
I haven't read the books.
Got out?
I haven't read the books, so I can't tell you.
Okay.
I don't know any of the, like, expanded
no
universe
way
or anything.
digested by the age.
Yeah.
Get out.
So the thing is, okay. so that's the thing. So a lot of people want to see that in Episode 7.
Right.
But what's interesting is, you know, you have all these comic book characters like Spider-Man and Superman and Batman, you know, DC stuff, and then you've got Marvel stuff, right? Or I'm sorry, Spider-Man is Marvel, but you've got you know, all these individual characters, and they've been so popular on their own, and then you have a movie like Avengers come out where you group a bunch of them together,
right?
And that's super awesome. Star Wars is the exact opposite. It's always been a movie.
Group.
It's always been the group mentality, the group movie. And now, with these spin-offs, they're focusing on the single characters.
Well, it's interesting because I'm sure, like and, you just mentioned, they probably see that Marvel magic.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
It's like,
yes,
we, you know, we're going to have the Iron Man 3 movie come out.
Right.
And have you seen the trailer for it?
And Disney owns them, too. So
right.
I haven't seen the
new trailer?
I haven't seen the new one yet.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, I got
it. I mean,
it
makes you sit
it.
There and you're like, where's my bucket of popcorn? And you're like, oh, dang, I got to lose 100 pounds.
Yeah, that's right.
Frick.
Right.
oh, wait, I'm coughing. I'm all emotional thinking about Iron Man.
Oh.
But they're talking about doing World War Hulk.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Now I don't know. Okay,
I don't know.
I don't have the comics. I know a little bit about.
I don't know the backstory of that at all.
That. Okay. Basically,
they sent him in to fight wars.
Well, okay. What happens is this: you have
he's the ultimate
destruction. Tony Stark, right?
Right.
And you have like what's the guy's name? Reed Richards of the Fantastic Four. You have Doctor Strange. You have Charles Xavier of X-Men. Who else do you have? Probably a couple other people. Okay, they're in this group called the Illuminati.
Okay, that I know about, right?
As opposed to, like, the real Illuminati, which is, like, evil bastards.
Right.
But that's a different topic. Whatever. Okay. And they're like, you know what? The Hulk? He's just too much of a loose cannon.
Right.
And we got, it's just too dangerous.
Okay.
And so they basically put him on a rocket ship, right? They go, hey, Bruce Banner, we love you, but we're going to send you off over here and you can do something there, right? But they don't tell him they're not bringing him back, right?
Nice.
Right? They kind of like...
They send him right? off and that's
like,
it.
This is supposed to be like your best buddy, Iron Man, Tony Stark, right?
Nice.
Like, oh, great. Okay. Well, they launch him and something goes wrong and he gets I guess, popped in a wormhole, right? And he goes through and then he crashes on this planet and...
Damn wormholes.
But they take him prisoner, and they make him fight in the gladiatorial arena.
Okay.
As the Hulk.
As the Hulk.
Right? And so, you know, you can imagine, like, these massive crazy monsters and other beasts that he's beating on, and it's like, you know...
Epic. Yeah.
And he, you know, but he gets pissed off, because he's like, wait a minute, these guys jacked me up.
Right.
He's like, I'm gonna get out of here and go back to Earth.
And
get
kick
my
some
revenge,
butt. Nice,
right?
Nice.
And you're like, oh, man.
Now it's on.
So what happened? He gets back. He gets back to Earth and just thrashes everybody.
Nice.
So that's Marvel's talking about doing those movies.
That'd be cool.
Holy smokes.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. So within the next 2 to 3 years, I mean, we've got 3 possibly really good Star Wars flicks coming out, directed by J.J. Abrams.
And not Lucas, thank you.
So,
because he sucks as a director.
So it's like, okay, so we got those. That's awesome. And then we got these possible spinoff movies. The Han Solo, okay, that's cool. That'll satisfy the good people. I'm really, really interested to see.
They're talking about doing Yoda.
Oh, really? That'd be awesome, too.
They are. There's yesterday.
Because yesterday was. I heard the Han Solo and the Boba Fett one.
And they're talking about maybe doing a Yoda. The rumor mill is they're going to do a Yoda because Yoda's so popular. Right. And Frank Oz is still here.
Yeah.
Is that a 1 minute?
Yeah,
left?
We got 1 minute left. There was. God, I can't remember the guy's name now. I'm drawing a blank. There was one of the original Star Wars artists passed away yesterday. I can't remember. No. He was like 98 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember his name. I was just drawing a blank. But anyways, so, yeah, so.
See, another person.
Yeah, yeah. So movie-wise, this is going to be an exciting 2 or 3 years, I think.
And they may do another Jack Sparrow movie.
Oh, really?
Maybe, yes.
Oh, that'd be cool. I'm up for that.
Yo-ho,
Pirate's Life for me. Do we get sued because we just use that? I don't know. Whatever. No, who cares? No one's listening anyways.
There's only... 79 people.
70. Well, we got to see if we can top that. Okay, so listeners, we had 78 in January. Thank you very much. We're now in.
Wait, are we going to have a new a thing to vote on?
A new thing to vote on? I don't. Yeah. What should we
how
vote?
About, okay, how about what should I eat instead of tacos?
Oh, instead of tacos. Okay, yeah. We'll do that.
Man, I want tacos too. I gotta be good. Now.
No, you gotta follow the doctor's orders.
Yeah,
because if you die, there's no Matt and Pat show.
It's
and
just
then,
the Matt show, and then it'll be really
no
good.
No one in the hell wants to listen
and
to me.
Be really
no,
good.
Not at all.
I hope I don't die. That would suck.
Yeah, that would suck. All right, well, we're gonna end on that note.
This is depressing.
We don't want Pat.
Frick,
to, we don't
die.
Don't die. Don't die, Pat. Oh, yeah. That would be sad.
Oh. That would be sad.
Okay,
and then I'll write a message like.
You're going to write a message on my pictures. Great, thanks. Now I'm screwed for life.
It's called, what would it be? Something like, forklift or I don't know.
It's going to be either, it's going to be jackknife.
Yeah, jackknife.
Or it's going to be garlic chili. It's going to be one of those two.
Yeah.
Well, it was good to see you today.
All right, yes.
And if we
are
don't.
Are we doing this next week?
We will be here next week unless we get sick again and die in the bed. All right.
Right on.
All right, we'll see you next week.
See you.
Bye.
Ta-ta.